Hi, good afternoon. First of all, thank you for calling in and taking the time to spend a few minutes together. I actually wanted just to share a thought or a version of the thought that I spoke about this Shabbos morning. I know that typically the people who call in are not the same people who were in shul, and it's something that I was thinking about and just wanted to articulate because perhaps I did so in a rushed way on Shabbos. But I think it's certainly something that speaks to me, and I hope to others as well who are on this call or listening at other times. This past week, we read Parshas Bereishis, and we noticed, as we were learning through the Parsha, a number of various anomalies, various questions that come up, which draws one's attention to the creation of man, to the creation of Adam HaRishon. One of which, of course, is the very fact that when Adam was created, he was created through the words of Nasa, let us make a man, Nasa, let us make a person in our image, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. We are instructed, and something that the Avraham Avinu speaks about so beautifully, that when Adam was created, he was created as a formulation, a creation from the dust, as opposed to from the other animals, where the other animals were created from the ground, but it was a much more intensive process, as the Barbanel, of gathering together, of forming, of crafting, of creating man from dust. We pointed out that man's destiny was to be in Gan Eden, but we're told specifically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him outside of the Gan, outside of the garden, and then brought him into the Gan, instead of just creating him in Gan Eden. We are told that after Adam HaRishon was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol comes to the conclusion that it's not good for man to be by himself. Let me create for him an Ezer Kenegdo, let me create a partner. And again, how unusual that is. You would think that man would be created with already a woman as a partner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizing the need to have man and woman in order to propagate the species. But it's only afterwards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, it's not good that this man be in solitude, wandering around the Gan, but let's create a woman as well. And lastly, that when man actually seeks out a partner, first God brings in front of him all of the species and all the animals. Adam identifies them, he names them, but he realizes that none of these people can be appropriate mates, or none of these animals, none of the animals in the Gan can be a mate for Adam HaRishon. He almost had to come to realize the process of who he should be spending his life with, who would be a proper Ezer Kenegdo, and it was only once that happened that Chava was created out of Adam HaRishon. So it's these questions. Man being created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of a process, man being created from the dust, man being created outside of the Gan, then being brought into the Gan, man being created by himself, and only after the realization of the need for the Ezer Kenegdo, even after that realization, it wasn't clear that that Ezer Kenegdo would be a woman, maybe it would be an animal, but only afterwards the Adam realized there had to be a woman. But all this points to is the reality of what we all experience in our own life. Namely, a person is born. He's born in an imperfect state. He's born with all the challenges of that birth brings him. And he goes through, from that point, a long journey, a long process, starting from really the beginning of his life and ending at the end of his life, and through that entire period, the journey of becoming one's whole self or one's true self. There's a criticism mentioned by Rav Huttner and by others that often the books about the Gedolim, they don't represent that journey. They represent that this person never said Lashon Hara, and this person never got angry, and this person was a tzaddik, and this person learned 23 hours a day. You know, all these things may have been true, but only came true after one's long journey. Instead of sometimes thinking about ourselves in self-critical terms and self-negating terms, and being frustrated and being disappointed with ourselves, so we can tell ourselves, okay, this is a disappointment, but it's part of the learning process of our long journey in life. That long journey is something that's reflected in the very creation of man. Man was not created shalem. He was created, and what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, let us make man, again, a process. He was created through an effort of bringing together the particles of dust. He was created outside of Gan Eden and brought into Gan Eden. He was created by himself, and only afterwards was there the recognition of the need for an Ezer Kenegdo. He was first shown the animals, and only afterwards did Chava come out of him, part of that process. The very creation of the first man reflected that journey, and that should be a point of emphasis, a point of symbolism, a paradigm, that for ourselves as well, as we all journey to live in some form of our own personal Gan Eden, la'avda u'lishamra, to guard it and to work it, to cultivate it, that we do so not in a perfected state, but in a very imperfect state, going through that journey, and hopefully will lead to the ultimate redemption of ourselves and the ultimate redemption of men. Everyone should have a good day, and we wish you hatzlacha and bracha as we all go through our own personal life journey. Be well.
Thank you.